By mid-afternoon, most of the vendors were done cleaning out their stalls, but a few remained. Just north of South Street Seaport, four forklifts were driving around, picking up any last items and loading them on the trucks bound for the Bronx. Some of the men were wistful, but not John Lundsgaard.
Look at it, the buildings are falling apart. They're 110, 120 years old. The refrigeration is terrible, the buildings are terrible, so it's not good for the business.
At the same time, you're going to miss the place?
No. You don't want to. You would try working outside in January when it's 2 degrees at 1 o'clock in the morning. And when it's 90 degrees here in July, it's not a nice place to work either.
But 40-year fish market veteran Lenny Zena sees it a different way.
And I don't like working inside. I mean, it's nice being outside. See the sunrise, see the sunset. It's just beautiful down there. I'm going to miss it. This place has character. Up there, no character at all. Just one big refrigerator surrounded by a fence.
Jack Cruz is also going to miss the atmosphere in Lower Manhattan.
Out here is more crazy out here because everybody just drives recklessly. Now we're going to have electric high-low, so it's more controlled.
And as for Vic Veneta, who's been at the market for 29 years, the move means a loss of a certain cachet.
I don't know, I guess all these years. It's still a city, not Manhattan. Can't compare Manhattan to the Bronx. You know, it sucks.
So not everyone's thrilled about the move, but they do agree on this.
For the fish, it's much better. It's in a climate-controlled building, so it'll be kept the same temperature all the time.
And that means the fish will be fresher. For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.